1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
It's time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sucoshin, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Good afternoon, everyone, from Glover Gymnasium at Bloomfield High School. Welcome to another broadcast of Northview High School Sports here on WAMB as the Northview boys today on the road at 7th-ranked Bloomfield. I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We're glad to have you tuned in today for a rare Saturday afternoon game. That's because of the girls' sectional championships that are in the area tonight. We'll talk more about all those lineups a little bit later in the broadcast. Brad, we had a chance to watch the JV game, and our JV team rarely loses, and they were in the game for most of the game till late in the second half, and they let it get away, didn't they?
Yeah, give up an 8-0 run to start the second half, and it just took all the air out of the sails, and we couldn't rebound from it. Coach Edwards not here today, so Coach Marietta or Madeira said it stepped up for him. So a little different style. We didn't play that 1-3-1 pressing defense the JV's been doing really well with. And, you know, the first half, we stayed in a really tight 2-3 zone. And Bloomfield, you know, they came out in the second half with a plan to beat it.
Well, we lost that game 40-57. The game coming up, though, the varsity game that really counts, if you look at the Sagarin ratings, we're practically even now, so this really should be a good battle between two of the better teams in the Wabash Valley.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, injury plague now Bloomfield. They lost the other night as Turner Royal, the 6'1 senior, went down with an injury, and, you know, he didn't get to play in the North Davies game the other night. Now I see he's in street clothes tonight, and just an outstanding player. But hopefully, for Bloomfield's sake, his little brother, Christopher, will be able to step up and fill the big shoes of big brother.
Well, we had a chance to talk to Coach Byram. We'll come back and talk to the coach after we take this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Northview High School Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives power to your community for your community so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Let's go.
We're talking with Michael Byram, the head coach for the Northview Knights, as we get set for the rare Saturday afternoon game at Bloomfield. Coach, before we talk about the Cardinals, you've had a chance to think about the game at Terre Haute South on Thursday night. Your reflections on that tough loss.
You know what? I thought Terre Haute South did a really good job of kind of getting us out of sorts at times. We didn't play our game. And I think that was due to the physicality. I think the pace of the game, like with their athleticism, I think that really affected us. And we kind of got away from doing the things that we do best. And so I think a lot of that was mental toughness, like keeping our poise and our composure. But when it's all said and done, I mean, we're in the ball game. We just didn't make a few plays in crucial spots late in the fourth quarter. And I mean, sometimes that's going to happen. But I'm proud of our effort. And I thought Thursday night's game is going to help us down the stretch.
Well, today you played the Bloomfield Cardinals, 12 wins, 5 losses on the season. J.B. Neal is their coach in his first year, taking over for a very successful coach, while Ron McBride in the past. Bloomfield, I mean, they're obviously always good, it seems like, but tell us what you know about the Cardinals.
You know what? I mean, Bloomfield's one of those communities that's kind of a throwback where, I mean, basketball's still really important. I mean, the basketball's king here. They've got kids growing up here in their community that want to put on those Cardinal jerseys and play. And they work at it extremely hard from elementary school all the way up. So, I mean, it's a throwback. They've got kids who are skilled. I mean, they put a lot of time in. They got kids who can dribble, pass, and shoot. They play extremely well at home. We're gonna have our hands full. But I mean, they're a great ball club. I mean, they're ranked, we got to really do a really good job of keeping our poise and composure and make sure that we go the distance, because today's going to be one of those games where it's going to, like, the last few minutes of the game is probably going to be the deciding factor. But you know what, we're in that situation on Thursday, so that's a great opportunity for us to kind of see where we're at. We kind of talked the past couple days about sectional types of games, and this is one of these sectional types of game where it's got, like, from people watching in the stands, it's probably going to be ugly. It's not going to be perfect or anything. It's going to be like a grinded out type of game, which, you know what, that's okay, because here in a few weeks we're going to be put in that situation.
Thursday, they lost to a ranked North Davies team, and then they've lost to Lagodi a couple of weeks prior to that. They lost back-to-back games to Linton, and then they lost to Bloomington South. So the teams they've lost to are all quality teams.
You know, Bloomfield, they play a tough schedule just like us. They don't shy away from whether a school's big or not and size, and they don't really pay attention to that. They want to play good teams just like we do. So, I mean, this is a great test for us here February 8th, I think today's the date. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to see how we respond.
They've got an injury with Turner Royal. I guess he had a wrist injury or something recently.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure exactly what it was. It didn't look like he, when I saw him earlier, his wrist, it didn't look like it was a hand or wrist. So I know that he had to have surgery. I think it might have been more of a midsection type of injury, and I'm not really sure on the details, but I mean, he's a great young man. I've had the opportunity to watch him play during the summers and stuff like that. Hopefully he has a speedy recovery.
Let's shift gears to an important day in Indiana. You're a Purdue grad. The IU-Purdue basketball game is underway today, and it's my understanding that Coach Knight may make his return to Assembly Hall today for the first time since he was fired. Well, what do you know about that whole game, and what's your thoughts about the Purdue-IU tradition?
You know, I love that tradition. I grew up in Martinsville, Indiana, which is like 20 minutes from Bloomington. I grew up next door to my grandparents, and my grandfather and I would always sit in his garage and watch college basketball, and we always watched IU and Purdue games. And growing up, as I actually started out as an IU fan, I was a young kid, but then as I got older, I went the other direction, which most of my family members are IU fans. So it's a great rivalry. I wish the game was later tonight so we could actually go home and enjoy it. But I think if Coach Knight, Coach Katie, I mean, they're legends in the business, and I would hope that Coach Knight at some point would show up and heal some of those wounds that he has and the fan base and things like that. Because when IU and Purdue are good, basketball's good here in the state. And I think it would only be fitting if he would show up today and hanging out, sitting courtside with Coach Katie. I think that would be like a perfect way to end that. And I hope it does happen. But, I mean, I'm a Boilermaker. I hope Purdue wins. But I have a lot of fond memories sitting, especially with my grandfather in his garage watching this game.
Well, I'll give a shout-out to my one of my other radio stations. We carry IU on Jack FM 105.5, so if people want to bounce back and forth and stay tuned to what's going on over in Bloomington, I'm sure that's going to be extra interesting today. And you mentioned Coach Katie. There's speculation that he may be there today, too, and it would be cool to see him and Bob Knight sitting together.
Yeah, no, it would be cool. And, I mean, it's a great day of the Indiana basketball. I know up in Kokomo they're having, like, the Indiana Day of Basketball event up there where they've got games all morning long, all evening, and then you got the IU-Purdue game. But, I mean, it's – I mean, we're almost March. You know, Hoosier Hysteria is almost here. So, I mean, there's a lot of great things going on in the game of basketball, and especially in our communities around the state.
Coach, good luck today against the Cardinals.
Thank you.
That, of course, the comments from head coach Michael Byram talking about not only today's game but the big IU-Purdue game that's underway over in Bloomington. We'll try to give you some updates a little bit later on how that is going. Well, we're still just a few minutes away from the starting lineups and the tip. We'll come back to Bloomfield after we take this timeout. You're listening to Northview High School Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium at Bloomfield High School in Greene County, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as we get set for high school basketball today. And we are on Timeless Classics WAMB, our strongest signal during the daytime hours, AM 1130. You can pick it up even here in Bloomfield in Brazil. 1130 or 106.9 or over in Terre Haute 99.5 or on the internet from WAMBradio.com. There are some other boys basketball games being played today. Brown County is at Greencastle. Eastern Green is at Mitchell. Linton at White River Valley. Morrisville at Danville. Riverton Park at Crawfordsville. Terre Haute North at Martinsville. Terre Haute South at Plainfield. West Vigo is at Park Heritage. Whiteland is against Bloomington North on the road today. And Sheridan is at South Putnam. In girls sectional basketball tonight, the 1A sectional at Clay City, the title game will feature Bloomfield against North Central. So that's a great example why we're playing this boys game during the day. So now the Bloomfield fans can take off to Clay City when this game is over and go support the girls. In 3A basketball tonight at Owen Valley, West Vigo Vikings taking on a very talented Brownstown Central team. While at Danville in the 3A sectional there, Greencastle against Danville. At Plainfield in the 4A sectional, Avon against Brownsburg. And at Cloverdale, I'm going to slip up there later, South Putnam taking on Park Heritage. That game at 7:15 on our sister station, 104.9 WAXI, your home for Super Hits and Chicago Cubs sports. Well, we've got everybody at attention as people are standing here at Glover Gymnasium. And we just got a score in from Bloomington. IU and Purdue are tied at 13 all. So that game over on 105.5 Jack FM.
Junior Senior High School in the Glover Gymnasium for this afternoon's boys varsity basketball game between the visiting Northview Knights and your Bloomfield Cardinals. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, if you will please your eyes as we will have our national anthem today being sung by Morgan Benina. Presenting the colors today will be the Bloomfield Naval Junior ROTC Color Guard under the direction of Naval Science Instructor Chief David Holmberg. The Color Guard is commanded by David Dixon. On state flag is Mason Corbin. On left rifle is Dylan Dixon. And on right rifle is Brady Hudson. Please remain standing until the colors have left the floor. Starting lines for the visiting Knights of Northview. At forward, the 6'3 senior, number 3, Paige Bryan. At forward, a 6-foot senior, number 33, Tyler Hess. At guard, a 6-foot junior, number 2, Brevin Cooper. At guard, a 6'3 senior, number 5, Carson Gettle. Guard, the 6'4 junior, number 22, Caleb Swearingen. Knights are coached by Michael Byron. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your Bloomfield Cardinals. Starting at forward, a 6'4 senior, number 12, Cameron Ross. Starting at forward, a 6-foot senior, number 20, Luke Olivet. Starting at guard, a 5'11 sophomore, number 24, Ethan Dean. Starting at guard, a 6'1 sophomore, number 30, Baylen Graff. And starting at guard, a 6'3 sophomore, number 42, Christopher Royal. The coach of your Bloomfield Cardinals is J.B. Neal.
So there you go. There's your starting lineups for both Bloomfield and Northview. We're getting this game started just a few minutes early, but great day to be in Bloomfield for a good high school basketball game. I noticed Gene Miller, the third winningest high school coach in Indiana high school basketball, is in the gym today. He's the head coach down in Washington. I hope to track him down a little bit later. Haven't seen Gene in a while, but I used to be the voice of the Hatchets and called a lot of his games, including three of their recent four state championships, and he's just a great person and a great coach. So good to see Gene here at Glover Gymnasium. Well, there's the tip. It's controlled by Northview. This game is underway. So Brevin Cooper with the basketball. Cooper, bounce pass, picked up by Cade Bryan. Bryan, top of the key. He passes it off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen still in the backcourt, now gives the ball to Cade Bryan. Still top of the key, Brevin Cooper. Cooper stops, passes left side to Carson Gettle. He passes it, and it's deflected, and it's stolen by Bloomfield.
First turnover for the Knights early.
So now the Cardinals have basketball. Baylen Graff, right side pass to the corner to Christopher Royal. Royal off now to Luke Oliphant. And the pass almost stolen, but Bloomfield saves it thanks to Ethan Dean. Dean throws it off to Baylen Graff. Graff will try to set the offense up in the backcourt. He'll give the ball to Ethan Dean. Now to Baylen Graff. Graff, left side pass over to Luke Oliphant. Oliphant with 6:48 to go, no score. He takes it inside, off the glass, a missed shot by Baylen Graff. Rebound picked up by Cade Bryan. Bryan down court to Brevin Cooper. Oh, it's blocked. A nice job by Baylen Graff. So the ball out of bounds. It'll still be Northview's basketball. 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. No score on the Great Dane scoreboard.
This game's as physical as the other night's game, Dave. Bloomfield plays a tight man-to-man defense.
Brevin Cooper, the inbounds play. He gets it to the backcourt, picked up by Tyler Hess, and he'll try a three. Oh, just shy of three. So Hess will score first, and the Knights lead 2-0.
Cade Bryan.
It was Cade Bryan. I'm sorry.
Assist from Hess.
Hess had the assist. Yep. I looked away, and I didn't. I should have asked you. Inside, a layup missed that time around by Baylen Graff. Caleb Swearingen brings it down court. Inside to Cade Bryan. Turnaround jump shot. He gets the layup.
Four quick points now for Cade.
So 4-0 in favor of Northview with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ethan Dean, he lost his footing, but he kept dribbling the basketball. Inside feed and a layup by Luke Oliphant. So now Bloomfield's on the board. It's 4-2 in favor of Northview with 5:45 to go here in the first quarter. Bounce pass picked up by Caleb Swearingen. Top of the key, it's off to Brevin Cooper. In the corner, right side, three-point shot is good by Carson Gettle, and the Knights have a five-point lead at 7-2.
Need to keep the momentum on our side.
Bloomfield with the basketball. Cross-court pass picked up by Royal, and Christopher Royal gets a nice three-point jumper, and it's 7-5 as Bloomfield cuts our lead down to two just like that. Down court, Brevin Cooper. Cooper in the backcourt with 5:05 to go here in the first quarter. Cooper, bounce pass off to Tyler Hess. Now to Cade Bryan. Bryan, left side pass picked up by Cooper once again. Cooper takes it toward the lane. Inside feed to Swearingen. And Caleb gets his first two of the day. That makes it 9-5 in favor of Northview with 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. Bloomfield inside to Baylen Graff, and he gets a layup. So Graff has two. And the Cardinals cut the Knights' lead to two once again with 4:32 to go in the first quarter. Down court, Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen, top of the key. Left side pass to Carson Gettle, and he nails a three-pointer. His second of the day. That makes it 12-7. Northview back to their biggest lead once again at 5.
Knights 100% from the floor to start.
Luke Oliphant. Now it's on the right side in the corner. Three-point jumper around the rim. No good by Cameron Ross. Rebound picked up by Northview. Here come the Knights. Brevin Cooper with the ball. Cooper off now to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Cade Bryan. Bryan takes it inside off the glass. He missed it. A little bit too much power on that quick layup. Here comes Bloomfield. Christopher Royal down court to Cameron Ross. He takes it inside, misses the layup, but he's going to draw the foul from Carson Gettle.
First foul for Gettle, first team foul, first stop of the game.
Today's game is brought to you in part by PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of our community, and we're proud to have PDF as one of our Northview sports sponsors. With 7:39 to go in the first half at Assembly Hall, Purdue has a 21-20 lead over IU. Free throw shot is up and good by Cameron Ross, so he'll have one more coming. 3:39 left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. It's 12-8 in favor of Northview. This could cut it to three. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. So two quick free throws by Cameron Ross makes it 12-9 in favor of Bloomfield. Caleb Swearingen gets it down court. Swearingen to the top of the key, stops at the free throw line. He's wide open. He takes the jumper and gets it. Caleb Swearingen has four. The Knights back to a five-point lead again at 14-9. Down court is Noah Cumming, and then quickly to Cameron Ross. He tries it from the right wing. It's no good. Noah Cumming gets the rebound. Cumming off to Ryan Schulte. And now Balen Graff from the right wing. He tries a jumper. He can't get it to fall. Meantime, Jacob Fowler gets the rebound. Down court, taking it all the way in the hoop is Jacob Fowler, but he's going to be nailed with a charging foul. So with 2:55 to go in the first quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard, 14-9 in favor of Northview, Bloomfield will have the basketball. Today's game, a service of Souq Ocean, your hometown H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil.
Bobby did return to Assembly.
I figured he would. I shared it last night from Sports Illustrated, so yeah. I figured they had a good source on that. Is Gene Cady there is the question. Luke Oliphant tries to work his way in. Good defense that time by Jacob Fowler. They'll set it back up again. Ryan Schulte takes it toward the lane. Kicks it back out to Balen Graff. Now it's off to Cameron Ross. Ross, bounce pass off to Rylan Schulte. Good defense by the Knights right now. Luke Oliphant takes it inside. About an 8-foot jumper is no good. Rebound picked up by Carson Gettle. Gettle down court to Ethan DeHart. DeHart off now to Tyler Hess, and in the backcourt picked up by Caleb Swearingen. 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Tyler Hess to the left side to Caleb Swearingen. He'll hand it off now to Jacob Fowler, and top of the key jumper on the way from Ethan DeHart. It's no good. Rebound picked up by the Cardinals. Noah Cumming will bring it down court to Cameron Ross, and he lost his footing, but they're going to call a foul, and that's going to be against Tyler Hess. Couple of substitutions. Cade Bryan and Brevin Cooper will check back into the Northview lineup. Christopher Royal is in the game for Bloomfield. The Cardinals inbounds play to Cameron Ross. Off now to Balen Graff. Inside feed, fake, turnaround jump shot, up and good by Cameron Ross. Ross has 4 points, and now Bloomfield cuts the Northview lead to three at 14-11 with a minute 22 to go in the first quarter. Brevin Cooper, he'll hand it off to Ethan DeHart, to Caleb Swearingen. Left side, Cade Bryan, he'll try a three. It's no good. And trying to get the rebound that time. It was in the air a couple of different times. Players trying to grab it, and finally it was picked up by Bloomfield, and they call a foul against Jacob Fowler, so that'll be a second.
Yep, team's fourth.
14-11, Northview, as we approach the one-minute mark here in the first quarter. Down court. Bloomfield works it inside, off the glass. Nice move by Balen Graff, his fourth point of the night, or the afternoon, makes it a one-point lead for Northview at 14-13. 44 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen now, bounce pass off to Cade Bryan. Bryan deep in the backcourt. He'll hand it off to Brevin Cooper, 30 seconds left on the clock here in the first, so Northview probably going for their last shot of the quarter. Holding on to a one-point lead, trying to grow it a little bit. Michael Byron just shouted, I think, Purdue at the team, so that must be an interesting play. We'll see how that works. 13 seconds left. Cade Bryan down to 8 seconds. In the corner, three-point jumper is no good by Ethan DeHart. 3 seconds left, and at the buzzer, shot blocked as Balen Graff tried to go up for it, and he misses. That's the end of one. On the Great Dane scoreboard at the end of one, it's Northview 14, Bloomfield 13. Back to Glover Gymnasium after we take this one-minute break on Timeless Classics WAMB.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you can start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium in Bloomfield, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as we start the second quarter of action. It's Northview leading 14-13. The Cardinals have the basketball. Ethan Dean dribbles toward the right wing, tries to take it inside, cross-court pass toward the left wing, gives the ball to Balen Graff. He puts it in the air. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it down court for Northview. Cooper toward the left wing. He'll need some help, and he'll get it from Cade Bryan. Bryan off now to Brevin Cooper. Cooper in the backcourt. Cooper takes his time. He dribbles toward the right wing, now toward the lane, about a 10-foot jumper. Got it.
First 2 points for Cooper.
So now Northview has a 3-point lead once again at 16-13 as we approach the 7-minute mark here in the second quarter. Christopher Royal off to Balen Graff, and in the corner on the left side to Ryan Schulte. Schulte to Ethan Dean, to the right side to Christopher Royal. He'll make a cross-court pass once again to Ryan Schulte. Schulte to the top of the key to Cameron Ross, and he gets a three. Cameron Ross has his first three, Bloomfield's team's second. Makes it 16-all with 6:32 to go here in the first half. Brevin Cooper, and he loses the handle, but it's picked up by Tyler Hess. Hess on the right corner gives the ball to the top of the key to Cade Bryan. Bryan off now to Brevin Cooper. 6:14 left on the clock here in the second quarter. Cooper, right side pass over on the wing, or at least a left side pass, I should say, to Caleb Swearingen. Now to Cade Bryan, back to Swearingen. Swearingen double-teamed. They're going to call foul. So Caleb is fouled by Ryan Schulte. That'll be his first.
Ryan Schulte, a sophomore, 5'10 for the Cardinals.
Brett Sherrard is in the game. That's for Bloomfield. Inbounds play. Brevin Cooper off to Tyler Hess. Hess to the top of the key to Cade Bryan. Bryan takes it toward the lane, gives the ball to Swearingen. Now to Carson Gettle. In the corner, Brevin Cooper gets a three.
5 points now for Cooper.
19-16 in favor of Northview. 5:38 to go here in the first half.
Knights get a defensive stop here.
Ryan Schulte off now to Luke Oliphant. Oliphant off to Balen Graff. Graff to Cameron Ross. Ross to the top of the key to Brett Sherrard. Sherrard on the left wing. And the ball to the top of the key to Schulte. He'll pass it off to Oliphant. Oliphant tries to drive it inside, and he picks up a nice layup.
Nice basketball move there by Oliphant.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. Caleb Swearingen lost the basketball for a brief moment, but he got control of it again, kept the possession, then makes a play, passes it off to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Brevin Cooper. 4:50 left on the clock here in the first half. A one-point Northview lead. Hess into Swearingen. Swearingen, cross-court pass, gets it to Cade Bryan. Now to Carson Gettle, and Gettle gets a three. His third three of the day. That makes it 22-18 in favor of Northview with 4:32 to go in the first half. Ryan Schulte to the right side to Luke Oliphant. Oliphant takes it to the lane, takes it inside, missed the layup. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper for Northview. Cooper down court. Cooper, top of the key, continues to dribble. Now he passes it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan lost the handle, but it went into the hands of Carson Gettle. Gettle, a long three on the way. It's no good. Rebound picked up that time by Cade Bryan, but then he lost the handle, and it's picked up by Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. Cooper, he loses the handle with some good defensive pressure, but Caleb Swearingen comes to help him out, and he calls timeout quickly. So a good call by Coach Byram, and we've got a break in the action. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 3:50 to go in the first half, it's Northview 22 and Bloomfield 18. Back with more after this 30-second timeout on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 3:50 left on the clock. We're in the second quarter. Northview with the basketball and a four-point lead at 22-18. Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. Bounce pass over to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen gives it back to Brevin Cooper. Cooper double-teamed, and the pressure works. Ball stolen, picked up by Bloomfield on the fast break. A missed layup by Ethan Dean. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper. Here come the Knights. Down court, Carson Gettle quickly off to Cade Bryan. Now Gettle a long three, and he missed it. And a whistle and a foul. And it looks like they're going to nail who? That's Cade Bryan.
Yep, Cade Bryan with his first foul. Team's fifth. Fouls are 5-1 right now.
York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one, you are. Bloomfield with the basketball. Balen Graff tries to work his way inside. They're going to nail Caleb Swearingen with the foul. That'll be his first.
Yep, they called it on Cade Bryan.
Oh, I thought they nailed Caleb.
Yeah, that should have been, but that's Cade's second.
Cade Bryan gets his second. We'll correct Swearingen's foul there on the score sheet. So it'll be Bloomfield basketball. Ethan Dean, the inbounds play set to go. Dean. He quickly gets the ball off to Balen Graff, and he's fouled as he tried to put the layup in.
I think that's going to be Cade's third. It is.
So the foul will go against Cade Bryan, so that's trouble for the Knights as Cade has three fouls just 13 minutes into the ball game.
And that puts the Cardinals in bonus the rest of the half.
Balen Graff, free throw shot is up, and it is good.
Checking back in for the Knights, number 24.
Knights haven't been to the line yet.
Jacob Fowler is in the game now for Cade Bryan. Yeah, you're right. They've only committed one foul. Next free throw shot is good by Balen Graff. So now he has a total of 6 points in today's game. 22-20, Northview by two. 3 minutes left here in the first half. Brevin Cooper to Tyler Hess. Quickly back to Brevin Cooper. They're in the backcourt. He'll take the ball down to the left wing. Now he's in the corner. He drives the baseline. He throws it out to Carson Gettle, to Hess, to Swearingen. Swearingen fakes, tries to maneuver himself in for a layup. He missed it, but he draws the foul as the clock will stop with 2:42 to go.
Fouls on Ross, his first, team second.
Today's game, a service of U.S. Lawns. They're at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Caleb Swearingen's free throw is good. He'll have one more coming. This would make it a four-point lead Swearingen. Free throw shot is up, and he missed it. 23-20, Northview leading. 2:38 to go here in the first half. And a three-point shot on the way by Cameron Ross. It's no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Northview will get it back. Today's game, a service of Morris Manufacturing of Brazil. They are hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing. They're at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Caleb Swearingen with the ball. Takes it down court to the top of the key. Passes it off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it toward the free throw line. Passes left side to Tyler Hess. Hess gives it right back to Cooper. Cooper over to Carson Gettle. Gettle, top of the key to Jacob Fowler. Fowler off to Cooper. Inside and off the glass, Swearingen gets the layup. He's got 7 points, making a five-point lead once again for Northview at 25-20. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Balen Graff. Inside pass, and now back to the right wing. And wow, a nice three-point shot by Ethan Dean. And a timeout is called. On the Great Dane scoreboard, with a minute 47 to go here in the first half, Northview 25, Bloomfield 23. Back with more after this 30-second timeout on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We've got a score update from the home of IU Sports, 105.5 Jack FM, with 54 seconds to go in the first half. IU trails Purdue 35-28. Here at Bloomfield, a minute 45 to go in the first half, 25-23. It's Northview by two. The Knights have the basketball. Tyler Hess, off to Carson Gettle, and he gets a three. That'll be his fourth three of the day. He's got 12 points, make it a five-point lead, 28-23. Now, Noah Cumming for Bloomfield. Off to Christopher Royal. Baseline effort, little five-foot bunny is good by Luke Oliphant. He's got 6 points. Bloomfield cuts the Northview lead to three again, 28-25, with a minute 10 to go in the first half. Caleb Swearingen down court to Brevin Cooper and back to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen, his bounce pass almost stolen. It's out of bounds. It'll still be Northview's basketball. Today's game, a service of Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for your next insurance quote. Minute left on the clock. We're in the second quarter. Northview leads by three. Swearingen struggling at midcourt, and a little reach-in foul is going to be called against Bloomfield's Ethan Dean.
For your score sheet, Dave, that last shot was Graff, not Oliphant.
Oh, did I give it to
him? Yeah, Graff came in for Oliphant.
My apologies.
No worries.
See, my eyes are getting worse.
Foul there on the Cardinals, 22, who checked in. Ryan Schultz, his second, team's third.
Foul, Bloomfield number 22, Ryan
Schulte. So Schulte gets the foul.
Number 10, Noah Cumming.
So the inbounds play. Get set to go with Northview here. Caleb Swearingen picks it up. He's at midcourt. Swearingen, bounce pass off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper off now to Swearingen. Inside, five-foot bunny in front of the basket. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Bloomfield. Down court is Ethan Dean with 35 seconds to go on the clock here in the second quarter. Ethan Dean, bounce pass picked up by Balen Graff. They're still in the backcourt. Cameron Ross has it. Now to Christopher Royal. 20 seconds left on the clock. Noah Cumming. And off to Ethan Dean. Dean to Cameron Ross. They're still keeping the ball in the backcourt. Balen Graff with 8 seconds. Graff, now he gives the ball to Christopher Royal. Oh, a long three on the way. Top of the key by Cameron Ross is no good. And Northview at the buzzer. Brevin Cooper tries to give it a big heave, and he can't connect, and that will end the first half of play. on the Great Dane scoreboard at halftime. Northview 28, Bloomfield 25. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll come back with our halftime show after this two-minute break on WAMB.
It's President's Day savings time at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, you can get a new Silverado for as low as $249 per month or up to $11,000 off. Chevy Trax, $170 per month. Chevy Colorado as low as $199 per month and zero for 72 months on our most popular models. This is happening only at one place, at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
If you are cold and hungry,
feel the heat while you eat.
At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299.
Come in from the cold and feel the heat
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium on this Saturday afternoon, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 28-25 is our score. It's Northview leading by three. And here to give you a look at the halftime scoring and statistics is my buddy Brad.
All right. For the Knights, led by Carson Gettle, 12 points. Gettle is 4-for-6 from behind the three-point line. 7 points for Caleb Swearingen, 5 for Brevin Cooper, 4 for Cade Ryan, rounding out 28 points for the Knights. The Knights shooting 1-for-2 from the charity stripe, 5-for-10 from behind the arc, and 11-for-18 from the floor. Knights one turnover, but Cade Ryan's on the bench with 3 fouls here in the first half. For the Bloomfield Cardinals, they're led in scoring, 8 points by Graff, 7 by Ross, 4 for Oliphant, 3 apiece for Dean and Christopher Royal. The Cardinals are 4-for-4 from the free throw line, 6-for-11 from the floor, and 3-for-8 from behind the arc. 0 turnovers for Bloomfield. Fouls, they've got Ryan Schultz with 2 fouls. That's it for the Bloomfield Cardinals. Knights playing really well, shooting really well, and defensively Bloomfield's done it. You know, they've only committed 3 fouls. Been pretty good defense for the Bloomfield.
So 28-25 is our halftime score. Northview with a three-point lead. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more after this one-minute timeout on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back live at Glover Gymnasium, home of the Bloomfield Cardinals in Greene County. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Brad Wallace. We are at halftime, where Northview leads 28-25. Want to run down some of the girls' sectional games that are going on tonight. It's the championship night of the sectionals, so that's why the boys are playing on Saturday afternoon versus a Saturday night. Bloomfield's got a lot to be excited about today, because besides playing Northview for the boys' game, their girls' team will play for a championship up at Clay City tonight in the 1A sectional against North Central. The Thunderbirds are actually the favorites. They're 17-7. The Cardinals are 12-12, so that's coming up later tonight. In the 4A sectional at Plainfield, Avon takes on Brownsburg tonight. Two 3A sectionals of interest at Danville. Greencastle takes on Danville. At Owen Valley, West Vigo is against Browntown Central. Brownstown Central, the heavy favorite in that one. They're 23-3, while the Vikings are 10-13. Last night, the Vikings got by South Vermilion in double overtime, 45-44. In the 2A sectional tonight at Cloverdale, it'll be South Putnam against Park Heritage. Park Heritage stunned Southmont last night. Southmont was actually the favorite, and Park Heritage won that game 67-49, while South Putnam beat the host Clovers 65-41. Now, our sister station, 104.9 WAXI, will have that game tonight featuring South Putnam against Park Heritage. So that's a look at some of the sectional games of interest around our area today. And boys basketball, plenty of action today. Brown County is at Greencastle, Eastern Green at Mitchell, Linton down the road at White River Valley, Mooresville at Danville, Riverton Park at Crawfordsville, Terre Haute North at Martinsville, Terre Haute South at Plainfield, West Vigo at Park Heritage, Whiteland at Bloomington North, and Sheridan at South Putnam. If you are a listener of our high school sports coverage, and obviously if you're tuned in right now, you must be. We appreciate you very much, as well as our sponsors. Do me a favor. If you're on Facebook, go to Timeless Classics, WAMB, and like us. We always appreciate that. You'll keep to date on local news as well as our next Northview games. So like us at Timeless Classics, WAMB. We would greatly appreciate that. And you can also follow us on Twitter if you're one of those folks with a Twitter account at WAMB. Again, our halftime score, 28-25. Northview leads by 3. We will take a quick one-minute break. We'll come back with second-half action after this timeout on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium at Bloomfield High School, I'm Dave Crooks, along with Brad Wallace. We are at halftime, where it's 28-25. It's a three-point lead for the Northview Knights here at halftime. Leading scorer for Northview, Carson Gettle. He's got 12 points all on three-point shooting. Caleb Swearingen has added 7. Brevin Cooper with 5, and Cade Bryan with 4. The Cardinals have 5 players who have scored. Baylen Graff with 8. Cameron Ross with 7. 4 points for Luke Oliphant, and 3 points apiece for Ethan Dean and Christopher Royal. In the junior varsity game earlier today, it was Bloomfield winning 40-57. So a rare loss for the JV team today for Northview. But Bloomfield just dominated in that second half, and Northview just could not keep up.
Yeah, and looking, score here from the IU game, reading a little bit about it, David, to break. 37-28 at halftime. Purdue's up. And Bob Knight was introduced there at the game, and you was right, a big standing ovation.
I figured it would go long, too, if that was the case. So that's got to make him feel good. Just glad that wound's starting to heal there a little bit.
Yeah, Bobby at Indiana State University. He was down the road at Bloomington South High School, just getting out and getting about. And I know his son Pat's driving force behind that, but it's great.
All right, we're set to go with second half action. And as we set to get the ball in the inbounds play with Carson Gettle, it's knocked out of bounds by the Cardinals, so the Knights will have to try it again.
Ross is very lanky. Cameron Ross for Bloomfield is tall at 6'4", but his arms are about 8'4".
Brevin Cooper will bring it down court as the second half is underway. Off to Tyler Hess. Hess throws it into Swearingen, but it's deflected. Ball rolls away. It rolls out of bounds. I saw it. It hit the baseline after the Bloomfield kid had tried to steal it, so it'll be Northview's basketball.
Nice defense there by the Cardinals. Graff.
Inbounds play set. Brevin Cooper, he lobs it into Swearingen. One bounce. He bounce passes it to Tyler Hess. Now it's off to Ethan DeHart.
Yep.
Was that a three?
Yep.
Okay, so Ethan gets his first points of the night and a big three to give the Knights a six-point lead. Inside pass broken up, and we're going to have a jump ball, it looks like, but the arrow is pointing toward Bloomfield, so the Cardinals will keep possession. Today's game brought to you in part by Refreshment Services. They're distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Inbounds play for Bloomfield. Balen Graff. He gets the ball out to Luke Oliphant. In the backcourt to Ethan Dean. Now it's off to Balen Graff once again on the left wing. Graff lobs it off to Luke Oliphant. Oliphant drives toward the lane, puts it up, and he gets the layup, and he draws the foul. Balen Graff's got 10.
Caleb Swearingen picks up his first foul, team's first of the half.
So Luke Oliphant at the free throw line. Makes me wonder if he's the son of Jeff, who was a great player back in the LMN days, back in the late 80s when they went so far as a little bitty school before the White River Valley consolidation. But there's other Oliphants in and around Bloomfield, so it may not be as he makes the three-point play. 31-28. Jeff may have moved away now that I think about it. And a whistle blown as they start the inbounds play. Not sure why.
I don't know, because the ref shouldn't have to touch the ball after a made free throw, but he did. He wanted it.
Down court, Caleb Swearingen with 7:10 to go here in the third quarter. Swearingen takes an extra step. That's a travel. Yep, indeed. Today's game is brought to you in part by Park County REMC. They are your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. 31-28 Northview. 7:06 to go here in the third quarter. Down court for the Bloomfield Cardinals. Oh, the ball is stolen. Nice job as it was broken up by Jacob Fowler and then picked up by, who was it?
It was Tyler Hess that knocked it away. It was recovered by Cooper.
And now Swearingen tries a shot from the corner. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Bloomfield. Down court is Cameron Ross. He takes it in, misses the layup. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen down court. And it's off to Ethan DeHart. Three-point jumper, no good. Rebound, though, picked up by Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Caleb Swearingen. Takes it inside. And, oh, that's a goaltending.
Yep. Basket's good.
So Caleb Swearingen will get the 2 points. A kid basically got his hand up in the iron in the net. And that's,
not intentionally. Yeah, he was trying to block the shot, and that's how you see a lot of broken fingers there. What are we doing here? Swearingen, he thought there was a foul.
No, yeah, Swearingen, your shot count, pal. You don't need to shoot any free throws.
Well, I thought I'm like Caleb. I thought they called the body contact. But
33-28 Northview. 6:18 to go here in the third quarter. Balen Graff takes it to the lane. Kicks it out to the right side to Luke Oliphant and quickly off to Ethan Dean.
A little more energy in the Knights here, Dave, in the second half.
Graff on the baseline tries to escape. He takes it in for a layup. Graff's got 12, and they're still hanging on. 33-30, Northview with the lead with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Brevin Cooper to Ethan DeHart, now to Caleb Swearingen. From the corner, Brevin Cooper, he tries a three. It's no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up from 10 and scores.
Mr. Hustle, Brevin Cooper.
And we've got a whistle blown. And there's something from an
official. Got a net broke?
Oh, we've got a net.
Yep, when his finger got caught in it, the loop came out.
Yep, so the loop on the net is out. So they're going to take an official timeout with 5:40 to go here in the third quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 35, Bloomfield 30. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Brazil. During the President's Day event, come see how we can keep some presidents in your pocket. Any in-stock 19 Jeep Wranglers, $5,000 off or more. 19 Chrysler Pacifica, as much as $7,000 off. Jeep Gladiator as low as $269 a month. 2020 Jeep Cherokee as low as $239 a month. And the 2020 all-new Ram 1500 as low as $269 a month. Come see us on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil and let us show you why we're not number one. You are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium at Bloomfield High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 35-30 is our score with 5:40 to go in the third quarter as they got the ladder in and took care of the loop that had fallen off the iron. And so now the official timeout is over and we're ready to go. At halftime, Purdue still leads Indiana 37-28, just so you'll know, in that game on 105.5 Jack FM out of Terre Haute, so feel free to check in there. One of our many sister stations of DLC Media. Inbounds play for the Cardinals. Quickly down court, Ethan Dean. Right side now to Christopher Royal. Royal in the backcourt to Ethan Dean. Dean dribbles and stops, passes it off to Christopher Royal. He lobs it inside to Luke Oliphant, and he gets the layup. 9 points for Luke Oliphant, the 6-foot senior, and that makes it 35-32. Northview's lead cut to 3 once again with 5:14 to go in the third quarter. Brevin Cooper, top of the key to Carson Gettle and back to Brevin Cooper. Cooper continues to dribble, takes it toward the free throw line. Now right side of the lane, he'll make a bounce pass to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen fakes, puts up about an 8-footer. It falls, and he gets fouled.
Nice body control there by Caleb Swearingen to get the defender off his feet, lean into him, and still make the shot.
So the foul will be against Cameron Ross. His, well, I had him for two, but they've only got one up on the board.
That's his second. Yeah, they
agree. Yeah, there they got it. Yeah. All right, so Caleb Swearingen ready for a three-point play, and he nails it. So now he's got a total of 12 points. Make it 38-32, Northview by 6. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Bloomfield on the baseline, cross-court pass to Christopher Royal, and he shoots it from the corner, and it's way off the mark. Rebound by Caleb Swearingen for Northview. Bounce pass off to Brevin Cooper as he brings it down court. Cooper on the left side, Tyler Hess back to Cooper, and now to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Cooper. Cooper to Hess. Hess back to Cooper. 4:22 to go here in the third quarter. A Northview 6-point lead. Cooper to Hess. Hess, cross-court pass to Cooper. Now to Carson Gettle from the left corner. He missed a three. Put back by Brevin Cooper is no good. And we've got a foul called. Looks like that's going to be against Ethan DeHart.
Good hustle for DeHart trying to get to the loose ball.
Today's game, a service of Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellence, excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's is located at Highways 40 and 340 on the west side of Brazil. Great place to eat. Down court for Bloomfield. Top of the key is Luke Oliphant. Oliphant to the right side of the lane, passes it off to Ethan Dean. Dean in the corner. Bounce pass to Cameron Ross. Ross fakes, puts it inside, and gets it.
Nice move by Ross, up and under.
That's, 9 points for Cameron Ross, 6'4" senior, 38-34, Northview's lead cut to 4. Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. Cooper off now to Cade Bryan. Bryan off to Cooper. Cooper top of the key. Now it's off to Carson Gettle. Gettle takes it inside. He missed the layup off the glass, partially blocked. And he got the rebound as he came back and a time called. So a break in the action. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 3:10 to go in the third quarter, Northview 38, Bloomfield 34, back to Glover Gymnasium in 30 seconds on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
I'm Dave Crooks, back with Brad Wallace. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter as Northview leads 38-34. The Knights on the inbounds play. Brevin Cooper to Cade Bryan to Carson Gettle. And now it's off to Jacob Fowler. Fowler to Brevin Cooper. Cooper top of the key. 3 minutes left here in the third. Cooper on the right side over to Cade Bryan. Bryan. And a charging foul called against Cade Bryan, and that's bad news because that's his fourth.
Oh, that hurts, Dave. That hurts because we're 2:50 to go in the third. Coach leaving him in.
Nope, I think he's going to send Hess in. 2:48 left on the clock here in the third. Down court for Bloomfield, and a traveling violation is called against Balen Graff. So Hess comes in for Bryan. Today's game, a service of Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Down court quickly on the inbounds play, and boom, Brevin Cooper makes the quick layup for his ninth point of the day. Makes it 40-34. Northview's lead back to 6 once again. Bloomfield in the corner, right side to Ethan Dean. Dean off to Cameron Ross. Ross, cross-court pass is deflected. It's picked up by Carson Gettle down court, and oh, it's rejected big time. Give credit to Balen Graff. He made him eat that, but it's going to be a foul.
Graff's first foul, team second, but, man, Carson about got his pocket picked from behind. Good hustle there coming down was Oliphant.
Free throw shot is up, and it is good.
I got Carson with 13 points.
Yep, that's what I've got. He had 4 3-pointers in this game today, all in the first half. Next free throw shot set to go. It is up and good, and Northview leads by 8. 42-34 on the Great Dane scoreboard with 2:15 to go here in the third. Down court, Bloomfield. Cardinals have Christopher Royal, and quickly to Balen Graff. He'll try a three. It's around the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen. Down court to Carson Gettle, to Tyler Hess, inside to Swearingen. He puts up a layup. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Luke Oliphant. Oliphant down court. In the back court to Ethan Dean. Christopher Royal off to Balen Graff. Graff takes it inside, misses the layup. Rebound picked up by Jacob Fowler. Down court, the Knights with Caleb Swearingen. He tries to pass it inside quickly underneath to Jacob Fowler, but it's knocked away by Ryan Schulte.
Good offensive ball movement by the Knights and really good defense to recover for Bloomfield. Two quality teams here, Dave. I know the score's pretty close. It has been most of the game, but a lot of hustle by the 12-14 kids that's been on the floor.
42-34, Northview with an 8-point lead, their largest of the game. Inbounds play, quickly off to Fowler. He gets the layup, and he draws the foul.
That was that Purdue play again. That was. They called it out of the timeout. So, or out of bounds.
Brett Sherrard will pick up the personal. That will be his first. 6'5" sophomore Jacob Fowler will try to make a three-point play. It's up and good, and just like that, the Knights have their largest lead now at 11. 45-34 with a minute 27 to go here in the third quarter. Bloomfield down court with Cameron Ross. Ross fakes from the free throw line, tries to scoop it up. He missed it. The rebound and the putback is good by Baylen Graff, and he draws the foul. It'll stop the clock with a minute 17 to go here in the third.
Foul's on number 24. That's Fowler, his third, so both our big guys got foul trouble now.
So at the free throw line, 6'1" sophomore Baylen Graff. He's got 12 points. He's 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Make it 2 of 4 as he missed it. Rebound picked up by Fowler. Now down court, it's Carson Gettle off to Brevin Cooper. Minute 4 left here in the third. Carson Gettle, left side pass off to Brevin Cooper. And a whistle and a foul. A little reach in by
Graff, his second.
Baylen Graff. Today's game brought to you in part by Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. 45-36. It's a 9-point lead for the Northview Knights. Luke Oliphant back in the lineup for the Cardinals as Tyler Hess ready for the inbounds play right in front of our vantage point. Inbounds play. It's off now to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen, bounce pass to Brevin Cooper. Cooper top of the key. Cooper continues to dribble with 45 seconds left on the clock here in the third. Carson Gettle. Gettle to Brevin Cooper. Cooper top of the key. Inside pass from Fowler, but it's deflected. He was trying to hit Swearingen, but the Cardinals able to take it away. Luke Oliphant down court to Cameron Ross. Ross in the backcourt will try to set the offense up. 24 seconds left here in the third. Brett Sherrard, as we approach the 15-second mark. Sherrard off now to Ryan Schulte. Schulte off to Luke Oliphant. Oliphant off to Brett Sherrard. 3 seconds left. Cross-court pass. Schulte puts it up at the buzzer. It's no good. That's the end of three. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview 45, Bloomfield 36. Back to Glover Gymnasium in 60 seconds on WAMB.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you can start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium at Bloomfield High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as we go to the fourth quarter. Northview with a 45-36 lead over the seventh-ranked Cardinals of Bloomfield. Caleb Swearingen off now to Ethan Dean. Dean, and the pass is broken up. Excuse me. Luke Oliphant makes the steal. Now it's off to Cameron Ross. Ross in the corner. Off to Christopher Royal. Royal now to Sherrard. Sherrard to Ryan Schulte. And now a three-point shot on the way is no good by Christopher Royal. Rebound by Carson Gettle, but he's quickly fouled. That'll stop the clock with 7:26 to go in the game.
Foul's going to be on number 22. That's Schulte. His second, or third, sorry, his third. Team's fifth.
Inbounds play with full court pressure by Bloomfield. Tyler Hess will get the ball off to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen down court across the timeline. Caleb stops, tries to get a bounce pass inside to Fowler, but it's broken up, and we've got a kick ball, and they're going to give the ball to the Cardinals. So a turnover for Northview with 7:15 to go in the game.
That's five turnovers in the game, four here in the second half, Dave.
9-point lead for Northview. Balen Graff will be back in the game now for the Cardinals. Down court, Brett Sherrard. Sherrard in the backcourt. Sherrard off now to Cameron Ross. Ross off to Luke Oliphant. Oliphant fakes, puts it up, off the glass and good, and he draws the foul.
That's going to be four on Fowler.
So Jacob Fowler will get the foul, his fourth. Two of our players with four fouls, including Cade Bryan and Jacob Fowler.
Coach Byram is not happy with that call because Fowler was standing straight up.
He's making his case to one of the referees.
Yep.
Is this kid's second free throw of the night or third? Free throw shot is good.
Oliphant, that's his second shot.
Okay, two for two then. He's got 12 points overall, 6:56 to go in the game, and now our lead has been cut to 6, 45-39. Brevin Cooper to Tyler Hess, quickly back to Brevin Cooper. Now it's off to Jacob Fowler. Fowler, top of the key to Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it down toward the right wing. It's quickly off to Jacob Fowler, to Tyler Hess. Hess off to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Cooper, inside to Swearingen. He tries to go up for a quick layup, and he's hammered. He's fouled.
You can call the foul on all three of them, but we'll see who he gets it on. It's going to be on number 12, Ross, his third, but yep. That was a sandwich.
He had a trifecta there on him.
Caleb should be shooting six.
So Swearingen is 2 for 3 from the free throw line today. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. Today's game brought to you in part by Lorenz Repair Service Incorporated at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzServiceInc.com for more information or call Tony and his team at 446-7331. Swearingen made the next free throw.
Yep, second one was good, and the Knights with a very small lineup, Dave. Both are big men on the bench with fouls, four each.
47-39, the Knights lead by eight with 6:22 to go in the game. Bloomfield works it around with Ethan Dean. Now it's off to Graff. Graff takes it. Oh, he just kind of bumps his way in and misses the layup, but maybe a little more dramatic for Brevin Cooper. They teach that in practice, right?
Yep.
Three-point shot on the way by Carson Gettle is no good. Rebound by Brevin Cooper.
Mr. Hustle.
Tyler Hess now off to Gettle. Gettle tries to set the offense up with 5:54 to go in the game. An 8-point Knights lead. Brevin Cooper. Cooper, left side pass off to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Cooper. Now to Swearingen. Swearingen needs help, and he finds it from Ethan DeHart. From the corner, Tyler Hess for three, and he gets it.
First shot of the game for Hess, and it's nothing but the net.
50-39, the Knights lead by 11. 5:20 to go in the game, and now Bloomfield, Brett Sherrard tried to run it in for a reverse layup, and he missed it. The Knights get the ball back. Brevin Cooper to Tyler Hess. In the corner, Ethan DeHart. It's no good. Swearingen gets the rebound, and he stepped on the baseline. So a turnover against the Knights with 5:02 to go in the game. I tell you what, I'm impressed we're ahead of this good team by 11. Cardinals are ranked 7th in Class A.
We got an official talking with the fans about being unruly.
Well, good for him. Down court, Bloomfield with the basketball.
I think he was offering his shirt to one of the fans.
Balen Graff. Graff to the left side to Cameron Ross. He tries a three. It's no good. Rebound. Oh, it's put right back into the hands of Bloomfield. That was a pass that was a bit too fast for Ethan DeHart, and he threw it midcourt, and it got intercepted. But Bloomfield fails to score. They had a couple of opportunities, couldn't pull it off, and now Northview calls a timeout as Ethan DeHart was double-teamed, so that's the right call. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 4:30 to go in this one, 50-39, Northview leads Bloomfield. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family. into waking up the neighborhood. Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op, so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium, the home of the Bloomfield Cardinals, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 4:30 to go in this game. Northview leads by 11 and pressure by the Cardinals. So the ball was knocked out of bounds, but it's still going to be Northview's basketball.
Good pressure here put on by Bloomfield in the press. Little 1-2-2 press.
Inbounds play. Tyler Hess off to Caleb Swearingen. He brings it down quickly, throws it off to Hess, now to Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it toward the basket, and it's blocked. Nice job again, I think, by Baylen Graff.
It was a Graff with the block. Brevin Cooper was tackled on the follow.
4:16 left in the game. We're in the fourth quarter. Northview leading a very good Bloomfield team. Swearingen.
11, the biggest points of the game for the lead.
Bounce pass off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Swearingen. Now it's off to Carson Gettle. Gettle kicks it back to Tyler Hess. Top of the key, Brevin Cooper. Off now to Ethan DeHart. DeHart off to Brevin Cooper.
No reason to shoot with 11-point lead. Run this clock. Yeah, good job with ball movement.
Time to milk the cows. Milk some time off the clock. 3:50 to go in the
Not
game.
Not turn it over.
Uh-oh, we did. Cardinals pick up the loose ball as it's deflected. Down court is Graff off to Cameron Ross. In the corner, it's Oliphant. He puts it in the air and no good. Caleb Swearingen gets the rebound. He tries to get away from three defenders. And finally, a foul is called with 3:34.
That's going to be four on Ross.
3:34 to go in the game. And, yes, the foul will be against Ross. Tonight's game, a service of Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley.
Caleb Swearingen will go to line to shoot to one and bonus. Seven fouls now on Bloomfield.
Don't forget, later tonight we'll join Network Indiana for Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk from 9:30 to midnight. The latest on the girls' sectional championship. They'll recap the Purdue-IU game. And anything Indiana statewide sports, Bob Lovell will have it tonight at 9:30 every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Swearingen missed a free throw. So now Bloomfield will get it back. That was a one-and-one bonus, right?
Yep.
So now with the Cardinals with 3:23 to go in the front of the goal, a nice shot by Luke Oliphant. That'll be his 14th point. 50-41, a 9-point lead now for the Knights. Pressure by the Cardinals as Brevin Cooper brings it down court from the pass from Caleb Swearingen, and quickly a reach-in foul called against Bloomfield. That'll stop the clock with 3:06 to go in the game.
That'll be Cooper's first chance to go to line today. That foul was on 24 Dean. So eight fouls now for the Cardinals.
So right. At the
oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, Brevin Cooper puts the free throw shot up and he makes the first one.
Only two turnovers for Bloomfield in the entire game tonight.
Say that again.
Two turnovers for Bloomfield.
Wow.
In the game, yeah. Playing really well.
Next free throw shot is up and good. 52-41, back to an 11-point lead for Northview as we approach the three-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. And a good effort by Ethan Dean. He tried to drive it all the way inside for the layup. He missed it, but he's fouled.
Caleb Swearingen almost got all ball, but grabbed his hand as he followed through with it. It was a good block, but he grabbed his hand and pulled down Dean. Dean's hit elbows first. Elbows to the hardwood isn't good.
Swearingen's got his second foul of the day. Ethan Dean at the free throw line for the first time tonight. or today. Hard to get used to it an afternoon game, isn't it? Free throw shot is up and good.
Well, let's hope we're calling the Knights in an afternoon game at the regionals.
Yeah, and then the semi-state, and then the state. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Tell you what, I had a lot of fun doing that, following all those Zellers down in Washington.
No, I bet.
That was a blast.
I had an opportunity to do the Knights here when they had Coach Keys and Logan Whitman and them. It was fun following them.
Second free throw shot, by the way, was good. 2:57 left on the clock, 52-43 in favor of Northview. We've got a foul against Ethan Dean again. That'll be his third.
It's going to be a long 3 minutes if they're going to foul as soon as we touch it.
I think it will be. So Brevin Cooper will be at the line. He's 2-for-2 today. Stay tuned after the game. Michael Byram will be on our post-game show. We'll get his thoughts on today's game, and hopefully they can hold on for the W.
With foul trouble, Knight's not putting anybody in the paint here for the free throws.
Free throw shot is up and good.
Mr. Smooth, Mr. Hustle, Brevin Cooper, doing an outstanding job this year.
10-point lead. This could make it 11, and he makes it. So Brevin Cooper now has a total of 13 points today, 54-43 Northview. Down court, the Cardinals. Ethan Dean in the corner on the right side. Now it's off to Baylen Graff. Graff out to Ryan Schulte. Schulte drives it inside, gets an easy layup.
Nice move there by Schulte for his first 2 points of the game.
2:35 to go in the game, 54-45 in favor of Northview. Good pressure by the Cardinals, and the ball was stolen. Ryan Schulte takes it down court, and Schulte gets the layup, his fourth point in a row, and a timeout is called. On the Great Dane scoreboard, this one's far from over. 2:24 left in the game. It's Northview 54 and Bloomfield 47. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Bloomfield, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace, 54-47. The Cardinals trying to catch up against the Northview Knights. 2:23 left here in the game. Full court pressure, and the Knights are kind of struggling a bit, but they finally get the ball down court. Carson Gettle to Caleb Swearingen to Brevin Cooper. And that's something we've got to keep trying to do better at up against a pressure team like this, Brad.
Yeah, got to move the ball and get it across the timeline and then do what we just did, spread the floor out.
Carson Gettle, and now a foul is called. It'll be a reach-in foul by Ryan Schulte.
That's his fourth foul, team's tenth. So now we're in the double bonus for the last 1:58 to go in the game.
So at the line, Carson Gettle, where he's 2-for-2 from the line today. He has 14 points. He's yet to have a field goal in the second half. Free throw shot is good. Don't forget to tune in weekday mornings at the top of the hour for the latest in national and worldwide news from CBS Radio and local news with Frank Rush here on Timeless Classics WAMB. Gettle's next free throw shot is good.
Shooting the ball really well from behind the free throw line tonight, Dave.
56-47 is our score. Northview with the lead. A minute 53 left in this game. Bloomfield. They take it inside and a missed layup by Oliphant. Ooh, Swearingen just got a nice block as they tried to go back up for the putback, and he knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be Bloomfield's basketball with a minute 44 to go in the game. Luke Oliphant in the backcourt to Cameron Ross. On the left side, picked up by Ethan Dean. Dean. Ho, his pass overthrown. Picked up by Carson Gettle. He takes it down court, gets the layup, and he draws the foul.
That foul is going to be on Bloomfield, I believe, number 20, Oliphant. Note so, 22, that's the fifth foul on Ryan Schultz. He's going to have a seat on the bench.
So Carson Gettle at the line where he's 4-for-4 today. An 11-point lead for Northview. This would make it 12 as Ryan Schulte, the 5'10 sophomore, fouls out. This will bring in Brett Sherrard, a 5'10 freshman.
Chance for the biggest lead right now, Dave. It was 11, it'll be 12. He makes it.
Free throw shot is good. 59-47 as the Knights lead by 12. Just got to hang on here, guys. Down court, Luke Oliphant. Off now to Cameron Ross from the left wing. It's no good. Rebound by Sherrard. Well, for a moment, back up by Balen Graff, but he missed it, but he draws the foul.
That was a good look by Ross on the three-pointer. When you're trailing by 12 with a minute to go, you get an open look, you got to make it. It's in and out.
So Balen Graff has 5 field goals tonight. He's 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. By the way, our next Northview broadcast will come your way next Friday night at home against Brown County and then Saturday at Martinsville. 7:15 both nights here on WAMB as Graff makes the next free throw. 59-49, Knights by 10, minute 13 left in the game, and we've got a whistle blown on a foul reach-in.
That'll be on Graff, his third. So Cooper will go to line to shoot two, where he's hit 4 in a row here in the fourth period.
So at the free throw line, Brevin Cooper. Free throw shot is good. He's perfect today, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. He has 14 points overall, so 9 of those here in the second half. 60-49 Northview. Next free throw shot is up and good.
10 for 11 here in the fourth period for the Knights.
Outstanding. Getting close to the 1 minute mark. Cardinals need some quick points. Cameron Ross will try a 3 and bam, he nails it. And they'll call a timeout. On the Great Dane scoreboard with a minute 3 to go, 61-52, Northview leads Bloomfield. Stay with us. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
We hate to use this 4-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other 4-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium in Bloomfield, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 1:03 left here in the fourth quarter. Northview 61, Bloomfield 52. Inbounds play set to go for the Knights. Cade Bryan with full court pressure by Bloomfield. He gets it to Swearingen, quickly gets it back to Bryan, and he is fouled immediately. So 3 seconds off the clock as Christopher Royal gets the reach in.
That's his first foul. So Cade will shoot 2. Cade with only 4 points in the game, low scoring, but you know he had foul trouble. Set most of the second period, most of the third.
So Cade Bryan at the line. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. So again, next Friday night, we're at home against Brown County, Saturday at Martinsville. And we've added the Brown County game to our broadcast, as well as this one being a bonus game today.
And glad we did, too.
I am glad.
It's been a good game. Score may not reflect it with all the fouls here, but Knights playing really well, well balanced. And
Bryan made the second free throw, by the way, quickly down court, and a nice jumper by Balen Graff. That gives him 16 points for the Cardinals, 63-54 in favor of the Knights, and now we've got a foul with 47 seconds to go in the game.
That's Graff's fourth foul. Swearingen now to shoot two.
So Caleb Swearingen, 4 of 6 today from the free throw line.
Where was J.B. Neal at before? Evans or Ellettsville at Edgewood?
I can't recall.
I think he was.
Free throw shot is good.
I'll look it up.
Next free throw shot is, oh, Swearingen got his own rebound. He tried to go back up with the shot. He missed it, but he's fouled.
He got fouled. Good hustle play there by Caleb.
That was pretty impressive.
He almost got it off the rim. It laid up there.
And you just knew right when it was, as soon as it left his hand, you knew what he was thinking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's perfect timing, too, because he's the only one that's got the flight of it.
Well, fouling out is Cameron Ross.
Yep.
So they're going to send in Oscar Pegg, a 5'11 sophomore. So Caleb Swearingen at the line. Free throw shot is up, and it's good.
J.B. Neal taking out all of his starters, giving J.V. a chance to get some minutes here.
A.J. Judy is in the game. Christopher Royal is back in, so looks like the Cardinals are waving the white flag. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. 66-54. It's Northview on top. 44 seconds left in the game. Down court. Noah coming to Christopher Royal. Now it's off to A.J. Judy. Judy off to Royal. Royal drives inside, gets a layup, and scores. So Royal has five, 66-56 Northview with 22 seconds left in the game. Cade Bryan off to Brevin Cooper, 15 seconds left. Knights are going to pick up their 13th win of the season against six losses. Bloomfield will fall to 12-6. Knights keep the basketball in the backcourt. 4 seconds to go. Cooper. And that's it. Your final score on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 66, Bloomfield 56. We'll come back. Stay with us for our postgame show. After a 2-minute timeout, you're listening to Northview High School Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you could start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back at Glover Gymnasium in Bloomfield, where the Northview Knights get an impressive win this afternoon, 66-56, your final on the Great Dane scoreboard. The quarter scores look like this. The Knights led 14-13 at the end of one. 28-25, the Knights led at halftime. Knights led 45-36 at the end of three. And again, your final score, 66-56, as the Knights now improve to 13 wins and 6 losses on the year. The Cardinals fall to 12 wins and 6 losses on the year. And a look at the final scoring and statistics with Brad Wallace.
Wait, what a great play here by the Knights. Leading scorer tonight, and first time this season we've said this, Carson Gettle with 19 points, 17 for Caleb Swearingen, 15 for Brevin Cooper, 6 for Cade Bryant, and 3 apiece for Tyler Hess, Ethan DeHart, and Jacob Fowler. For the Knights, 7 turnovers in the second half, 1 the first half, 8 total. What an outstanding night of shooting here by the Northview Knights. And for Bloomfield, 56 points led by Graff with 16, 14 for Oliphant, 12 for Ross, 5 apiece for Dean and Royal, and 4 for Ryan Schultz, rounding out scoring for Bloomfield. But tonight, outstanding shooting. Carson Gettle, 19 points, Dave.
Well, again, a big win tonight today, and here comes Michael Byron. Coach, that's a nice win against a good team today.
You know what? Bloomfield's good. I mean, they've got some pieces, especially when Turner Royal gets back, hopefully by sectionals, for that young man. He's a great young man. Hopefully he gets back for them. But, I mean, they're a good ball club. They're good. They're very balanced. And, I mean, they did a good job, okay? And our boys, I thought our boys did an absolutely great job today defending and keeping our composure. This is a tough place to play.
It is indeed. And what impressed you the most about your kids' performance today?
Our composure and our poise. I thought we kind of lacked in that area on Thursday. Different moments of the game on Thursday, our composure kind of got to us, our lack of composure. But today I thought we did a really good job keeping our level head and trusting one another.
Anything else you want to share with the listeners back home about today's game?
You know, this is the first time we've beaten Bloomfield at Bloomfield since February 19th, 1999.
Is that right?
Yes, yes.
How about that?
So we put an end to that drought.
How about 17 for 19 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter?
Man, I knew we shot a lot, but I didn't know how many.
You want to talk 19s and stuff.
Yeah, you know that.
17 for 19.
And that's focus. I mean, you keeping your focus, those are pressure situations. How about Cade? He stepped in there, hit two. He struggled all year long.
But yeah, he has.
This afternoon, he was in foul trouble. It seemed like every time he got close to somebody to breathe on him, he got a foul called on him. But, I mean, he stepped up and hit two big free throws,
Both him and Fowler, both are what we call bigs. You know, both had four fouls and played really well with four fouls.
You know what? Yeah, they did a great job. I thought, I mean, it's a great team win. I mean, everybody contributed, and then it's way to – they did a great job of bouncing back.
You got two games next weekend, Brown County at home on Friday night, then Saturday over to Martinsville. What do you want to say about those two teams?
Brown County, I mean, they're a team that they play very hard. They're physical. They will be very physical. We're going to have to be able to handle that. And then we get on the bus, we travel over to Martinsville, and they've kind of struggled throughout the season, but they're long. They got a lot of length to them, and they're going to play hard, and they're well coached. So, I mean, we've got two big games next week that we got to make sure that we kind of get our minds right and our bodies right before then, and then hopefully go sweep the weekend.
Hey, we saw a familiar face before the game, Gene Miller in the crowd, the Washington coach. How's Gene?
You know what? Coach Miller is one of my mentors. When I was in college going to Purdue, he hired me as his freshman coach his last 2 years at Lafayette Jeff, and he's somebody I keep in contact with quite often. He means a lot, the world, to me, and it's always nice to kind of see him and catch up with him.
I've worked with a lot of coaches over the years, but I think he's probably about the best in the state, in my opinion. But maybe a little biased from all those years down at the Hatchet House. But
you know why he is? I mean, you talk to any high school coach around the state, you mentioned the name Gene Miller, you're going to hear a lot of nothing but positive things. He's a great coach. He's a great mentor to young men, and I hope a little bit rubbed off of him onto me, that because he means the world to a lot of people. He's a great man.
Absolutely, and they've got a good season going on down there this year too.
Yeah, we're kind of catching up a little bit. I know they're not necessarily healthy right now. They've had couple kids with the flu. They had a couple kids lose their season to knee injuries. So, I mean, but they've kept it together and they've done a really good job.
Hey, what's the update?
Oh, we're not going to tell him.
He's got to wait and see.
He's got to wait and see.
That means it's good news for your side.
62-50 right now.
So Purdue leads IU 62-50 with 5:34 to go in the game.
There we go.
And as far as we know, there hasn't been one single chair thrown today at Assembly Hall.
I mean, I think it adds a little excitement to it, but I mean, I know that
it ain't over yet. You never know what Archie Miller is going to do.
I mean, I know Coach Painter, and he's not necessarily the type to throw a chair, so it would have to be from an IU.
I thought we might see you throw one on that fourth foul on Jacob Fowler.
I don't know what the young Jacob has to do.
We
talked about the whole time. The official would like me to email him the film so he could look at it.
Please do.
I don't know what Jacob had to do not to foul him. I thought it was great defense.
It was. Hey, they're human like us, and you know, I know everybody jabs on the officials and stuff, but you know what? They've got to call it like they see it. As long as they are consistent. You know, and these were consistent. I mean, they called a lot of fouls because we shot a lot of free throws.
Oh yeah, we did. And I mean, yeah, the officiating is one of the hardest jobs to do. I would never do it. But I have a lot of respect for officials. When I have conversations with them, there might be a sharp tone to my voice, but I always make sure I make a joke or something in the next possession.
Yeah, you're always a class act, Coach, so that's never an issue. Well, hey, congratulations. Good win against the Cardinals. Let's just keep this train rolling. We'll see you next Friday night at home at Brown County. And we've got a lot of folks listening, and we hope that if they haven't been to one of your games yet, why not come Friday night and see you play?
Special night Friday night.
It is a very special night. It is. Braxton gets back. It's also the Northview Unified team gets to play. It's a special night for a lot of people in the community.
What's Braxton gives back? Help me make sure we know.
Go ahead. You know a little bit about it.
Well, one of our assistant coach, Michael Medeiros, and him and his wife, Braylon, they unfortunately had lost one of their sons several years ago, and they put together a foundation that Braxton gives back to the community in a lot of different areas. But they're sponsoring, I think every kid gets in free, something like that. I don't know necessarily the details, and I think they've got some giveaways on Friday. But, I mean, we got that going on, and then the Unified team at Northview gets the opportunity.
And that sure is a fun game, that Unified game. I know we got to see it before the North-South game the other night, but that's a great atmosphere, and it's fun to watch.
Coach, thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Hey, you too. Thank you guys for covering us.
We'll be back after this quick message on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Glover Gymnasium in Bloomfield, Indiana for a final time today as the Northview Knights pick up an impressive win today over a good Bloomfield Cardinal team, 66-56. Time now to pick our player of the game. It's sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for your next insurance quote. Brad?
Well, tonight, if we could go to any one of the seven that played, there was a lot of hustle out of everybody. You know, every night I could tell you even before tip-off that my vote's for Brevin Cooper because Brevin is Mr. Hustle every night before tip-off. But tonight it could have went to Caleb Swearingen. You know, we was talking to Coach there off the air about that missed free throw and him eyeing it, getting up, getting a rebound, trying to get the put back and getting fouled. You know, it could go to Caleb Swearingen. But, man, we talked about it Thursday, and he was runner-up for player of the game Thursday night at Terre Haute South and had an outstanding night to lead scoring night. Four threes in the first half for Carson Gettle. So tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, with 19 points, 100% from the free throw line, Carson Gettle.
All right, Carson Gettle, congratulations for being our player of the game tonight. And thanks again to Chad Schottmeyer, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, for sponsoring this award. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Don't forget, if you want to stay in touch with all the scores from around the state with the girls' sectionals tonight, as well as the highlights from the IU-Purdue game and so much more, be sure to tune in WAMB later tonight from 9:30 to midnight for Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk. It's heard every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight here on WAMB. For Dennis Porter, our studio operator, I'm Dave Crooks. For Brad Wallace, thanks again for listening. We're Northview today, wins against Bloomfield 66-56. Until Friday night, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sukoshin, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.